Welcome to this year's Dev Room on Software Defined Radio and Amateur Radio. It's been a bit of, you know, a harsh year for this place. No, actually, we're very happy that we made it here. As last year, the SDR community didn't have a Dev Room at FOSDEM, which was really sad. And I'm really happy that we didn't have like our own Dev Room this year, but a Dev Room together with the amateur radio community, which obviously has a lot of overlap. So this will be like a slightly more diverse presentation than we might be used to. So this is super nice. I'm Markus Müller. I'm one of three Dev Room organizers. Do you want to introduce yourself? Or
if I have to, my name is Mark Palmer, Hotel Bravo 900 Bravo. I'm from Switzerland, obviously. I'm a software developer, and my stuff I do in amateur radio is mostly developing software. I'm also very happy we're together with the SDR guys here, because that's a field of activity for radio amateurs that's very interesting. So
yeah. Yeah. So, and obviously, I'm Markus Müller. I'm maybe known from the GNU Radio project. I'm very happy to work with amateur radio enthusiasts because, well, the application follows the tools in other ways. The third person is, I haven't seen him, Bastien. I hope he comes in, but we'll start without him. Couple of things that I'd like to ask the audience is, of course, clean up after yourself. So if you leave, look whether you left some bottles or something, because otherwise things will get hairy. We're not overfilled today, which is a new thing for us. Usually the SDR Dev Room was so packed that we had to arrange for people to stand not in the escape routes. And I'd like to ask you that if you see someone who's, you know, blocking an escape route, talk to him. Or her. And the other thing I'd like to ask is that if we can find a volunteer to occasionally check the online stream for this room and check whether there's something in chat that, you know, someone writes like, we can't understand the speaker or something, you know, let us know. So that would be the organizational thing. So coming to the content of things, hey, yeah. Ah, he made it. Well, so this is Bastien. This is a, come over here.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. I was stuck in traffic and.
Come over. For the speakers in the room, the camera's over there. You can see yourself on the small screen there. So if you're not on, you can't see yourself on the laptop, then you're not on the screen. Contents-wise, we got a pretty diverse collection of things, and we tried during selection and schedule of the talks to make them a bit, you know, grouped, so that we're not people who want to go to other Dev Rooms can leave and, you know, stay for more than one talk. So we start off with, you know, me, obviously. And I will give a really, really brief introduction to what happened in GNU Radio since last FOSDEM, which honestly is going to be a bit opinionated, because it's what I think is worth mentioning in this context. We go over to Sylvain, who's going to talk a bit about using GPUs to improve the throughput in SDR computing. This is very interesting to me. We go over to Mark, who will then talk about a more modern approach to controlling transceivers than most of the tools that we have today. Then we go for the radar satellite group of topics. So we start with Jean-Michel talking about synthetic aperture radar. We'll follow up on the QO100 payload, and we'll close that part of the satellite things with nanosatellites. So, and I'm not going to go through all of these, I just realized. Well, the next topic is basically SDR architectures and SDR application software. And